Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome
to
you
can sip
with us.
Is my audio off?
No, I was belling. I did the ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah. Did you not hear my bell?
No, I didn't hear your bell.
Oh, I mean, I leaned down to bell and then I heard you bell after I belled. So I was like,
I heard your intro. I missed the train.
Well, can you hear? I don't know. I don't know what my mic picks up. When I do this, can you still hear me?
Kind of.
Oh, so it's very good. It's very sensitive.
It's very good. Right. Set the bell down on your desk and try again.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Oh, it's just a little. It's
tiny,
like
faint.
A tiny little, just, it's like a bell is trapped somewhere in the house trying to get out.
Okay. Well,
that's what it sounds like. So I missed the train, but I'm here now. Mm-hmm, I took the scenic route. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Are you sipping anything?
No, I just scarfed down my favorite. This sounds like an ad, whatever. I just scarfed down my favorite HelloFresh. I get it for lunch.
You get it for lunch?
Like, I get it to make for lunch, and it makes two lunches in a row, but it's like a power bowl falafel thing, and it has like spinach and cucumber and almonds and tomato and feta and falafel, and it's delicious. So I just scarfed that down, but I do feel like I might go grab a beer. What are you sipping on?
I'm right now just sipping on water. Well, like electrolyte water. It tastes like watermelon.
Oh, nice.
Because it's very, you know, that electrolyte is good. But
talk to me about those waters, because when I was at your house, you came to, like, I felt like I was staying at a luxury hotel. I had settled in, set my bags down, and then you came into the guest suite with one of those waters, and it felt like one of those ones is like, if you take a sip, it's going to be $20.
Yeah. It's the Mountain Valley spring water. They put it in green bottles because of something, I don't know, something about the water quality, and does like, if it's in clear bottles, it gets compromised or something like that. I have this friend who researches everything. I mean, he is a deep diver. And so if he says yes to something, I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. That's the best. Like, his standard is it has to be the best of everything in all of the land to like enter his world. Right. So I just trust him. And then I just heard a bunch of other people talking about it. And then what forced me to do it? Something. So like, I would pick these up sometimes at Whole Foods, and then, I think I read something that like how important good water is to us. And actually, even if it's BPA free plastic, it's really terrible for you. And like tap water's bad. And even the filtered water is not enough, because we have filtered water in our fridge and all of that. And it's like one of the things that we consume more than anything else. And that's why they say like water doesn't hydrate you. You have to have electrolytes. You could drink a ton of water and you could drink a gallon a day and be dehydrated. If actually you could like deplete your minerals, you know, if you don't have electrolytes. So this has electrolytes built into it. Got calcium, magnesium, and potassium. It's alkalinized. So it's got a 7.3 to 7.7 pH, whatever. And, so I just decided one day to get it delivered. So we have we get these delivered to our house, and they go, you know, in our water tank. And then I also get bottles because, I like the grab and go option. You know, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm always on the run, because I'm always timing my day to the minute. right?
I know, me too. Isn't it crazy?
It's like,
Isn't it crazy? Yeah,
it's crazy.
You can't fit it it's all in not all the time.
Smart. It's probably like, I was thinking about this recently because I'm supposed to be like slowing down and calming down my nervous system. And yet it is who I am at the core that I have to time it down to the minute. I don't leave buffer at all.
Yeah.
So no. I'm like, I make myself feel anxious because I'm like, I don't have time to waste. And then I notice sometimes I'll pass it on to the kids, right? Because it's, I'll be like, okay, guys, we gotta go. Let's hustle. Go.
Chop.
You know, get your shoes on. Let's get in your seat. We don't have time for this.
Though, if you don't do that with kids,
oh my God,
you're going to be doing things until the end of time. Mm-hmm. You will be finishing breakfast until the end of time. Shoes will not be on. Like, there has to always. So I do the same thing. It's a chop chop. Hey, how quick can we run and find our shoes?
Right.
Are you Lightning McQueen? Let's see it.
Yeah. Worked for a little while. John used to say last one to the car or last one to get their shoes on or last one, whatever, is a rotten egg. That worked for a little while. Where neither one wanted to be the rotten egg. And now they've decided.
Oh, fine.
Because they're like, I think what happened was they realized nobody turns into a rotten egg. It was an empty threat. Okay? We're still Revy and Mac at the end of the day.
You should just get stinky eggs.
Right.
Put it in their pocket.
Throw it at their faces. Listen. Or put it in their pocket. Okay. Fine.
I mean, whatever.
I'm egg my kids.
Choose
faces.
Your own adventure. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I got the bottles. So it's a grab and go. And also, so that guests, when they come like you, you can feel spoiled.
It did work.
Yeah, great.
It felt like a real nice treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hair looks nice. I like the fluffy wave.
I had a lot of people ask me after the Taylor concert, what did you do to your hair? And so I had to try to recreate it today. So I'm testing to see, is this going to be the same look as the Taylor thing? So then I can do a tutorial on it.
I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah. It does seem like it's like they're fluffy, but.
Yeah, they are fluffy.
But smooth.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. What are we doing today? We got faves.
We got faves. But also.
What?
Well, maybe I'll do this during my faves.
Why?
Because Keanu Reeves was interviewed this week.
Okay.
And I think for People Magazine. And I thought there was a couple questions. It was like, I think only five things, but like the last. And so I wrote them down so that we could do it. We could channel to Keanu and do our, there's five things. So maybe I could do it as part of my faves. I don't know. If we, you know, you're the time one that keeps me on time.
Well, let's just lead with this and you start your faves right now.
Okay. So I didn't read Keanu's answers because I don't care. But I want to ask you because I care about your answers. And I thought, oh, this is a fun bit.
Okay.
And I also thought good for Keanu for being interviewed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. He's not doing much lately, right?
No. This is great. This is great exposure for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keanu who?
Yeah. Keanu, no way. I'd never heard of the guy. Okay. So last moment of bliss.
Like this morning.
Okay. Tell me.
So like. One of my favorite things right now after I feed Ellie is she starts talking, but she talks really serious. Like she grumbles like really serious, but it's entertaining. Like she's woken up with a lot to say. Like she's almost like telling you about like, you were like, I had a really weird dream and let me tell you about it. So feed her and then I'll sit her up on my lap and just sort of rub her back, you know, let milk settle.
Right.
And then as I'm rubbing her back, she'll just go, like just start going off, you know, about stuff, real focused face. And it feels to me like stand-up comedy. That's the bliss that I get out of it, even though it's a very serious moment, you know, for her.
Oh, it is serious. Yeah. You think she's delivering like a TED talk and you're interpreting it as a comedy show.
Yeah. So I hold back my laughter because I don't want to disrespect her.
Right. You're like, no,
I need her to feel
business.
Heard and seen. We went over to my parents the other night and she was doing some of that, you know, and I was talking to my dad the other day. And I was like, it was so nice, you know, seeing everybody and, you know, chatting. Like, it was nice having the time.
Yeah.
And he said that Eleanor, he's like, she's developing into quite a serious person, isn't she?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is, Dad.
She has a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And I say we have about 2 months until she's running the house.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yes. She's going to be a vocal gal.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how she is. Like her little spirit, you know, like, yeah. When she starts talking, who's she going to be?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like an old
Are you
soul.
Answering these two?
Yeah. My last moment of bliss was probably, I was trying to think because I didn't want to think about these before. So we're both thinking at the same time, right? So I was trying to think.
Nice.
I think it might be moments of bliss for me are kind of short lived with kids because they're wonderful, but they also are still talking and moving all the time. So it's like this moment is bliss and the next moment is chaos. So John decided, I think I mentioned here on Patreon, that he's going to coach Mac's soccer team. Yeah. And they had a practice on Monday. And then, and John said, Mac is not listening to me for shit. So can you come to practice on Thursday? It's only going to be one day a week, but he had to make up a practice. So they had two this week. So Revy and I went last night and it was so cute. John has been for the last 2 weeks watching YouTube nonstop looking at soccer drills. Like, because he doesn't... He said, I think the last time I played soccer was when I was the kids' age, right? Like he's done a lot of other sports. So he's like looking up all kinds of drills and he gets down, he takes a knee and there's six kids there or something. And it's 3 or 4 year old team. He's like, all right, everybody bring it in, bring it in. And you know, they come over there and Revy's standing there. So there's like the six kids that are on the team and then Revy and she's like, daddy, hug. And he goes, okay, Rev. So he kind of shifts over and gives her a hug. And then all the other kids are standing there and he says, okay, let's do the name game again. What's your name? And he has them all say their name. And then after Rev hugs, she does a little, she's doing her gymnastics. She starts doing handstands and things. And Mac has his little Superman or Spider-Man soccer ball. And it was just, you know, and the sun's out and John's so cute and interacting with these little people. And I just thought, oh my God, this is something. This is a moment. And then swiftly, you know, 4 minutes after that, Max running around, I don't want it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you know, bubble burst.
Yeah. Yes. But it was that bliss was just some. Okay. Last time you danced.
Last night by myself in the kitchen in front of the kids, Ben told me to stop.
Yep.
I don't know if it was embarrassing him, but sometimes I'll sing or dance and he'll just say, Mom, no.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You're acting a fool. Mine was like two nights ago.
Yeah.
I always, without fail, when Rev has to go potty, I take her to the potty. There's music playing in the restaurant bathroom. She's pottying. I'm dancing. Always. Doesn't matter what the song is, right? And always she will ask me, oh, do you like this song? And usually I haven't heard it. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like moving, man. Yeah. That was last time I danced. Last recurring dream.
I might have to think about this one. Ever since I got the Uller, I don't dream as much. Because I think there's a correlation. I don't know if this is certain, that when you're warm, you dream more.
Oh,
I think so. Like when you're hot, you can,
'cause you can't get into the like deep restful sleep probably.
And it's not that I don't dream. It's just that I use the one recurring dream that's come up a lot in my life is standing in the house I grew up in, big window, and being able to see a tornado out the window.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That dream has happened quite a bit.
Next time Erica's on, we should ask what that means.
Yeah.
It's probably there's some symbolism.
When I was a little kid, we had a big windstorm and I was standing in that same room. I have the dream and I saw a tree literally fly up and crash. Like it was like God yanked it, like plucked it like a weed. But the wind was so bad that it just... you know, in a one moment.
Wow.
And I wonder if that really stuck with me or something.
Yeah, must have.
And like if there's some just something stuck in there from when I was like five.
Trauma.
I don't know. Tree trauma. What about you?
Mine, I haven't had, I think I've talked about it before. I've had this for my whole life, but I don't feel like I've had it in several months or maybe several years. But I always have a dream where I'm being chased and then if I just take long sweeping strides, like really, and then all of a sudden I start flying. I don't have wings, but it's like I'm flying with my legs. And so then I go up above the trees and I can look down and I can see, sometimes they see me and they're like, whoa. And a lot of times they don't even know that they just think they lost me, but I'll be like running. And then all of a sudden I'll think I have to fly. And so I'll run and I'll be up above the trees. Whoa. That's common. Very common. But it's been a little while, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Last game you played.
Last game I played Canasta against Chris.
Oh.
It's a game I grew up on playing with my mom. And as much as I hate to admit it, I don't remember the last time I won that game against Chris.
Oh,
and
wow.
I should win. I have
you've got a
way
lifetime.
More experience. Yep. I'm more competitive. I'm more of a shit talker. Like I've got, if you were betting on the horse, I don't see a world where people don't bet on me for this game.
Yeah. Right.
And yet he is on some sort of
and yet
white,
if they'd been betting on you,
streak.
They'd be losing.
Yeah. Big losers.
Wow.
Yeah, now he's starting to get, this is the thing I don't like, he's starting to get confident with
that's
it.
That's when you get him. That's when you can take him down, though.
I hope so. I hope so. We're headed, we've got a lot of Canasta in our future because we're headed to the cabin tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So I think.
The four of you?
Yeah.
Great.
So I've got to knock him down a couple notches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Create some humility.
Yeah, get him off his high horse.
Remind him of the woman he married.
Right.
So there's a lot at stake. Yeah.
There's a lot at stake here. It's a lot riding on this. I think the last game I played, like a technical game, because I feel like I play things with the kids all the time, you know, but it's like made up games. I think the last game I played was probably Euchre when my mom and my sister were here.
Oh, that's fun. You played that
with John, you know, because you have to have four people.
Yes. So, I didn't know Cerise and your mom knew how to play.
My sister does. We had to teach my mom. But yeah. She loves cards and she understands
savvy
the follow
that.
Suit kind of thing, you know?
Tricks.
Like a Trump, whatever. So yeah, she picked it up pretty quick.
Fun.
And it was great. I was stoned. So it was a really fun time.
Yeah, you could just relax.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, last thing. Last time you watched the sunrise.
I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can. It was not that long ago. I think I was overthinking that one of like being on a vacation
or
something like that.
Sunrise.
Like really intentionally. Not, but I see it in passing quite often.
Because yeah, I was going to say.
The sun's
like up.
Rising about the time. Sometimes it's dark when we get up and then within a certain amount of time, that's how the sunrise works. But
right.
It was probably like a week ago. Because from our downstairs, where our kitchen and living room is downstairs, we get the sunset side. We don't get the sunrise side. So the sunrise side is upstairs. So it was like a week ago, I was upstairs doing some stretching. I beat the kids on their wake up. So I was just doing some stretching and I caught things going from dark to light
in that
sunrise moment. But I didn't see like the sun coming up. Just it was getting brighter.
It was nice.
It was nice.
I cannot remember the last sunrise.
Yeah.
It may have been years. Or at least.
Best sunrise I've ever seen in my whole life for anyone who's ever going to Maui at any point in their future. You got to do Haleakala sunrise. Mm. It's a thing. Just Google it. It's a thing. It's a whole thing. And you have to make reservations in advance.
Oh.
And it was.
Is it a hike? Like, do you hike?
No,
it?
You drive, and it's like nail biting twists. And
oh,
turns
is it the road to Hana?
Up, 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 up. Nope.
That's a
something
separate
different.
Thing.
So you go up, 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 and then it's a ton of people go, and you have to get tickets, and you have to make reservations to go, and it's freezing up there, and it's pitch black, and then I've never felt as close to the sun. As in that moment, and I was with my mom and Chris, this was years ago, and we saw it start to come up, and myself and many others that I looked around were sobbing. Mm-hmm. Tears. Wow. Because it was
so powerful.
Powerful, that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was moving. It was very moving. It's gorgeous. Yeah. I can't even describe that, but I will always remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I watched the sunrise on some of my friends' stories, and I always think, those lucky ducks, that's pretty. I should try that.
You should try. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll get them next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have any faves that are like you must know about? Did I talk about head sweat visors?
Yes.
Okay. So I have that. So I had it bolded, but I don't know why it's bolded. I didn't know if that was a call out. Okay. Then the only two things that I want to talk about are two things that I've been sipping recently that are quite delicious. So I've been sipping bone broth every day. That some of it's gross. The two that I like, everyone asks me all the time. So Bare Bones bone broth. I like to get the powder sticks and you put it in water and it's 10 grams of protein and it's supposed to be really good for gut health. So my favorite way to do it is on an empty stomach in the morning, but I also like it as a wind down before bed sometimes.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I like the Bare Bones bone broth. If you guys are looking to get it on Amazon, I get mine at Thrive Market.
I'll add it to our little faves here.
Yeah. And then I just picked up at Sprouts Lono Life Thai curry.
Ooh.
It is delicious. And today I mixed. I did a Thai curry bone broth with one of the Bare Bones beef broth. And gosh, it's just a cozy cup of comfort. I haven't been doing coffee lately. I do like matcha still, but I haven't been doing coffee.
Yeah.
But this sort of has that same vibe, like just like a nice thing to sip on. It's warm and kind of wakes me up. So anyway, those two are great. Then I went and got the coconut caramel or something. It was like a seasonal drink at Starbucks. So I got that, or cinnamon caramel, I think. Cold brew. So I got that. It was good. And then I topped it with sweet cream cold foam. And I talked to my cousin about it. And she's like, oh, have you ever tried the salted caramel cold foam? And I said, I didn't even know that was a thing. So this morning I went and I got the cold brew with the salted caramel and the salted caramel cold foam. And it was divine. And then I do a little sprinkle of cinnamon on it. I like to have them put cinnamon on it now. Oh my gosh. It's just a game changer. It's delicious.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, you got to try it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. So we sort of hand feed you our favorites, but everywhere you go in the world, it's not always like that. Sometimes when it comes, especially to like doctors and providers, it can be a little bit challenging to see who's going to be worth your time, who's going to take your insurance, and you can kind of be spinning your wheels a little bit. Not no mo, not with ZocDoc. ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want. So no more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. The surprising twist might work for podcasts over here, but not for your medical care. With ZocDoc, there are no alarms and no surprises. You can choose from thousands of patient-reviewed doctors and specialists, which is what I love. I don't like to go to any professionals anymore without checking the reviews first. I don't want to show up and then get the surprise that it's not who, you know, I don't want to see this person. I don't like them. So I love the reviews. You can also browse their doctor profiles, upload and verify your insurance information, and then get the care you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun.
Go to ZocDoc.com/sip and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/sip. ZocDoc.com/sip.
Okay.
I really liked those questions.
It's kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, I liked those. I think we should do that more often.
Yeah.
Made me think and reflect on some nice memories. Okay. Okay. I didn't mean to transition that, but I went to my friend's daughter's first birthday last weekend.
Yeah.
She did the cutest thing. And this is a birthday idea for people with littles. So she did this thing where every person there at this birthday party wrote a note to the birthday girl that she's going to open. The birthday girl is going to open when she turns 18. And it was like a little time capsule.
Yeah.
And I thought, that was so cool. I thought that just was so cool. And I wrote this little girl a note just about her day. And she was like only one, but like you would have thought she'd had a million birthdays and knew.
Oh,
like I'm bringing
this isn't
it.
Her first rodeo. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I could almost see it, like all the upcoming birthdays and her when she turns 18, and like that sparkle in her eyes is gonna just continue to be there. Yeah. Like this, it was, I don't know, it was cool.
That is really special. We had a friend, do you remember? Yeah. She did that at her baby shower.
Oh, I don't.
And you wrote something funny. You said, like, ask your mom and dad how you were made or something like that.
Oh, shoot. Why'd I do that?
Put it in the lamp. And then I tried to do something too funny. I was like, well, Colleen's being funny. I'll do something funny. But I think I took it too far.
Oh, no.
Because the mom ended up reading them. And then she messaged me and she was like, hey, saw your note. Ha ha. Like, she didn't really think it was funny. So I think that's different, though, when you, one, we didn't have kids yet. So we didn't understand the sentimentality of that, right? Two, oh, no. I think it's different when you know the kid and you can like see them, you know,
yeah,
like the yeah. little human that they are. And you can see like, yeah. okay, it like, yeah, you, like you said, you can envision every year. Because I think it's also sweet to do it at a baby shower, but we were not in the right mindset, clearly.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't remember that.
It's coming back
a little bit.
Said yeah. what I wrote.
Like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask your mom and dad how you were made. Okay. So
cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It is funny, and that's why I tried to copy you to be funny too, because I thought yeah. it was very witty and clever of you.
Yeah. Oops.
You know.
Okay. This is something that's cool. It's a favorite. It's like a recipe idea.
Mm.
So kind of recipe, but also like meal experience idea. So my Chris's mom, my mother-in-law, she did a breakfast. She served a big breakfast to everybody.
Oh.
And super Ooh. Nice. It was really lovely. We all went over to her house.
Yeah.
But what she did that I thought was so cool was an Eggs Benedict bar. So you have like the sliced avocado, she had like sliced ham, okay. hot sauce, like right, all the saucy stuff, the tomato, English muffins. But this sounds like, oh gosh, it sounds kind of hard, but how she did it was super creative. So like all the English muffins, you know, sheet yeah. pan, so you butter
just
them all
up,
take them out at the same time at the
yeah.
oven, and then the eggs.
Yeah.
I never thought about this. She put them into a cupcake tin.
To get round.
Have you seen this? So they're
yes.
perfectly round and they all come out at the same time.
Yes.
So the
so
oven
grill.
Is like a tablespoon of water into each of the cupcake tins. And you crack the egg in it 350 degrees for 9 minutes until they're just sort of the egg white part is set. Salt and pepper on top, right?
Oh my God,
and then
yeah.
bring them all out and they were like perfect. Perfect.
Okay, we're hosting Easter breakfast. And I was like, I told all these people to bring things yeah. and I didn't know what I was going to do. We're hosting, I didn't know what I was going to do. I'm going to do an Eggs Benedict bar.
Isn't it perfect?
That's brilliant.
It's perfect.
It's so
and
good.
It feels special.
Yeah.
But who doesn't like it?
Everybody likes it.
Everyone's going to like it.
Yeah.
Went out to dinner with some friends. Had the best dessert ever. And this is a sleeper of a dessert for me. I never go for this. But it was like, oh, they're going to order some things for the table and then have a bite. And it, you know, it's going around, everyone's taking a bite. And I'm like, okay, this one went missing, you know, into
my corner.
And the reason I don't order this is because it has caffeine.
Oh,
and
right.
I just decided to live my life and I had caffeine. But it was a affogato.
Oh,
But salted caramel, really good salted caramel ice cream affogato.
Yeah.
So I think caramel and coffee might be, not caramel and coffee and ice cream.
Oh.
Specifically, like coffee ice cream. I think that is a top tier ice cream. I get pissed that it has caffeine in it because I usually want ice cream like at night.
Yeah.
Or if I'm going to like Salt and Straw, if it's something special,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
want to get coffee.
Right.
But that flavor profile is top tier. And this avocado, Chris and I have been talking about trying to find like decaf to be able to do mm-hmm. shots at home. and find some like good salted caramel ice cream and do decaf affogato yeah. for like having like a dinner party or something. Yeah. It fell and it was in a really pretty glass. Again, something that is really simple but feels like really special and kind of elevated. Mm-hmm. I feel like all my things are food right now. But whatever. Costco, I haven't seen these before. You know how they do like the bulk dinners? Like you can buy like a bunch of tacos.
Oh, Costco. Yes.
Like in the section by the right. meats.
Yep.
They had a bulk kit for gyros.
Oh.
So it has like cucumber, tomato salad, meat, feta, sauce, tzatziki.
Like the pita. Lunch you just had almost.
This is like my Mediterranean for me is a top tier, but I had never seen those. They were almost sold out. Picked it up last week. It was my lunch for a whole week.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could just make little, and I made little salads. I did. They had some lettuce, but I just added like lettuce. I got like a lettuce bag and I chopped up the meat and then I had the tomato cucumber right there. I had the tzatziki right there. Yeah. And then I just mixed it all up with greens and I had Mediterranean salads.
Perfect.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy lunch option all week long.
Yeah.
It was delicious. All right.
I forgot about one.
That?
When you were talking about the Eggs Benedict bar, I think is what made me think of it. I didn't write it down, but it's an Easter thing. And you might have seen it. I said put it on my stories, but guys, Google this because I thought it was the cutest thing and the kids freaking loved it. So I'll probably also make it for Easter. It's a Twinkie. So you get a Twinkie. Unfortunately, this is going to be poison. You're going to poison your children, but it's
fine
for the cause.
It's gonna be cute.
It's cute. So you take a Twinkie and you get some Peeps and then you take mini Oreos, tiny little Oreos, open them up. Right. And you put the Oreos on four. So one on, you know, like a car, you're turning the Twinkie into a car. Then you cut a little slice in the Twinkie. You put a Peep in there, a little bunny.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you
cram
take a chocolate covered pretzel. You put that right in front of the bunny. That's his steering wheel. And he's driving the car. He's driving the Twinkie car, Twinkie mobile.
Get
this
out.
Little Peep bunny. It was so Get cute. Out. And the kids thought it was really special. So I think that's a fun little thing. If you guys, if you're up for poisoning your children on the holiday, I will be poisoning mine. And they'll think it's great.
All right. Speaking of greatness, doesn't get better than Care Of. Care Of, a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. They want to make it easy on you. Easy to take care of yourself. And they recognize that wellness is different for everybody. They couldn't make it more simple to figure out the daily vitamins that you need. So you go take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized doctor-backed recommendation, taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. You know, and this is where it's clutch. Right. Because like I go into like a place that has a lot of vitamin options and I'm going to think I need every single one.
Right.
Yes. Right. Like all the bottles look pretty. And then my pantry gets stuffed with lots of different vitamins. And I'm like, what combos do I need? And I just sort of guess.
Right.
I just sort of guess like this sounds good. Fine. Oh, I've heard this is good. Oh, I think this is good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Right. That what I'm doing is good. And what's awesome about Care Of is they make it really easy to know what you're doing, that you're getting the right things for you, and that I can just grab my personalized vitamin pack, right?
Right.
And it's going to have what I need for me. And these individual daily packs are so convenient for travel. Just toss a couple in your bag or purse and you are set. Care Of is a sponsor of today's episode.
For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code SIP50. That's 50% off your first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com and entering code SIP50 at checkout.
Let's bring it home.
Are we landing already?
We're landing. Time to bring it home.
Oh, okay. I have a rant. I have a major rant.
Okay. Oh, good. Spicy. Let's do it.
All right. So I take the kids go to gymnastics now.
Yeah.
And there's a parent viewing area. You sit, there's like 50 chairs or something, right? So you're all crammed in like this little square box and you're looking out at everybody, but you're sitting right next to strangers. You take what you can get. It's packed. And I'm sitting in this chair. This woman walks up, she sits down, and all of a sudden I am assaulted, full on assault of her perfume, but it's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
I don't love the smell of her perfume, but it is twinging my nose hairs, right? And then I thought, okay, well, thank God it's not bad breath or BO or like some disgusting smell.
Right. You know? This could be worse.
It could be worse. But right. It was one of those, you've been around people where it smells so strong that it does sort of almost feel like you're burning your nose hair. Like it's powerful. Yeah.
It was aggressive.
And she was in her scrubs. So I was assuming like maybe it was from that morning. I'm like, it's got some longevity. That perfume's got like, maybe she sprayed it right. That's how it felt. Like she sprayed it right before she walked in, but it seemed like maybe she didn't, or maybe she was like, I just got off a day of work. I'm going to spray this on. But my rant, is just assaulting smell. Cause one thing led to another. Right. And I started thinking I thought this is annoying, but I'm not like pissed about it. And then I started thinking about all the other times I've smelled things in public. When people fart in public.
Oh yeah.
And you smell someone's fart and you're like,
I
feel like I'm eating butt particles right now, because they say, you know, the smell is your tongue is actually tasting it. So it's
when
like,
it feels when you breathe in through your mouth and it feels like you've.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotten it. Like the smell inside your lungs.
Yeah. Right.
Deep down into your stomach.
Well, I more think
become
of like
one with someone else's.
I more think of my mouth when I think about my tongue. Like your butt is on my tongue. That's what I think. And then I went and got a massage not very long ago, and the person's a smoker, cigarette smoker.
Whoa.
So you know when it's like that stale sort of cigarette smoke vibe, and they're kind of like they breathe on you. Like, how's the pressure? And you're like, fine. Just could you just not ever whisper in my face again? Like,
please don't.
The pressure's okay. The breath is not. It's stale cigarette smoke. But it's just like these assaulting smells in public.
Yeah. Do you feel like do you feel more sensitive to smells now than you were when you were younger?
I don't know. Probably. Or maybe just this is what happens as you age. Like I think it's weird. Because I, on one hand, want to be like, I'm maybe a little bit more sensitive in general. Like, right? We have to wear comfortable shoes. I'm not tolerating uncomfortable feet. Like, I just have no tolerance for that. And then on the other hand, I have lots more tolerance for things that I didn't give a shit about, or that I gave shits about when I was younger. Now I'm like, whatever. Like, things don't, right? It's like with age comes wisdom and you can kind of chill. And then also with age comes crotchetiness where you don't chill at all.
Right.
So I feel like, I don't know if I'm more sensitive to smells now or I just am complaining more.
Right.
I used to, you know?
I've noticed lately, like, I'll have a candle going. Mm-hmm. And if the candle's going for too long, a headache will start to set in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's too strong of a candle, and I find myself going towards like chiller candles, chiller perfumes. I like more of the essential oil type smell, like softer ball, like oils than like.
Yes.
Perfume.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think it's just me. It's a me thing.
I know.
Have I told the Ben dentist story?
I don't know.
I don't think I have. So Ben had a dentist appointment. This was a week ago.
Okay. No, you have not told that story. I was thinking about, you told the story when he fell off the playground and went to the dentist and his teeth.
Oh yeah. Chipped his tooth.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just had a regular standard checkup.
Yeah.
And it was during work day. So Chris has the more flexibility than I do. So Chris is like, I'll take him to his appointment and then I'll take him to school. Mm-hmm. So I get, you know, and I always like, whenever they're at appointments, I'm like, what's going on? Even though it's just a checkup, how'd everything go? You know, all these things. And let me read you. I don't know if I'll be able to get all the way back in the thread. But I get a picture of Ben at the dentist, like in the dentist chair, right? And he's got like the little goggle things on because he's getting just like your standard x-rays. And God, I gotta be able to find it. Let's see. I'm getting closer. Bear with me.
Is this the thread between you and Chris?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the exact words. Okay, here it is. So this is a picture that I get of Ben. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. Fully laid out. Yeah.
Just relax.
Yeah, he's chill.
Like, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, oh, he looks like he owns the place.
Right.
Looks like he's like.
Looks like he belongs there.
Looks like he's sunbathing.
Yeah.
Like on vacation.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he lays down in this chair and says out loud in front of the dentist. That's what he says. My mom is always on the toilet.
What? Ben!
What?
No explanation. An explanation, just my mom is always on the toilet.
In this state, just relaxed and making conversation.
Yeah, with the dentist. My mom is always on the toilet. I can just imagine Chris is like, hey, buddy, what do you mean? Like,
Chris said, I'm tearing up, laughing so hard and trying to hold it in. And I said, what the hell?
Yeah, right.
Like, I sit on the toilet as much as anybody else sits on the toilet.
Another human. Yeah.
I do pee probably more often than most, you know? Yeah,
right.
I do. I have a small bladder, but like, wow. And then Chris said they were doing x-rays and out of nowhere, he just outed you. Cool. And he said he's cool as a cucumber about it.
Okay, so Chris didn't ask for any clarification. He's just letting it ride.
Yes.
I would have been like, what do you mean? Like, because Ben is thinking
Chris,
of something.
Let it ride.
Yeah, he let it ride. He left you out there to die in front of the dentist.
I said, I hope you're ready to take him to every single dentist appointment that he ever has at that place now, ever.
Yeah. So what's the rant here?
I got done. What's the rant?
I mean, is it... My ran is Christopher.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll declare war with him.
Yeah.
I will. Hey, Chris, this happened a week ago.
Yeah, and Ashley made a good point. She's pissed for me. My lawyer will be in touch.
And will be in touch, yeah. No, I mean, it was like this thing where I'm not there to defend myself.
Right.
You know?
He was there.
Yeah, you're right. This was started as something. It's ending as something
else. Something
else. And this is getting quite serious.
Disaster.
It's a disaster. Quite serious. Yeah. Yeah. Ellie will have something to say about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's exactly. Yeah. She's not going to let that stand.
Yeah. No.
That's probably what she's been talking about this whole time.
Yeah.
After breakfast.
I've got to teach her how to have a backbone.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's your rave?
Okay. So another thing that happened. As I'm gymnastics watching, right? There was these parents that they're standing up to the side and I could just see their face. They would giggle every so often and it's their daughter. So I'm watching their eyes, right? Watch her. And I swear to God, they could have been like the Spartans from SNL. Like they could have been their own skit because they were like every time she would run, and then she'd turn around, you know, because they were doing this thing on the jump board. So they would like watch her and then they'd have a big reaction. They would try to film her every time and they'd giggle a little bit because she wasn't nailing her landing or whatever. I mean, she's 6 or 5 or something.
Yeah.
And then she'd turn around, she'd see their fan. They'd both be like, thumbs up, like, good show. Yeah. You know, these like quiet claps and big thumbs up and applause. And just like, and then they release her for water. She comes over, dad's like, oh, here's your water, right? They were so into it. And it was the freaking cutest. And then I started seeing this other little girl. She's like, mommy, hi. And I see the mom and, you know, he's like, hi. And so my rave is the parents and the kids, like when they
sweet
see each other,
moments.
The smiles, you know, and I noticed, I was like, I wonder if I look like that when I'm watching my kid. Right. Cause I'll try. And I caught myself this week as filming them and you just smile. You can't help but smile watching your kid do this thing. Right.
Yes.
And then Revy is like, so proud of me or proud that, I don't know, whatever she's interested. So she'll like
look
sometimes doesn't care, but sometimes she'll look and then she'll wave and she'll blow me a kiss sometimes, you know? And I just think like, it's so, you hear about lots of awful things happening to children and, you hear about neglect, you hear about all these mm-hmm. things. And I just had that. It's like sitting there. I was like, there's so much love in this room right now. Mm-hmm. Like all of these parents and sometimes grandparents come. They're so proud of their little people.
Yeah, their pride
and the
and
little
joy.
People are so proud of themselves and also of like yeah. their parents or whoever's there. Right. It's just yeah, like
the person who matters most to me yeah, is seeing this.
Is seeing it.
Beaming with pride.
They're watching. Yeah.
Mutual pride. Yeah. Pride everywhere. Love everywhere.
Like,
so
love
cute.
Oozing. Yeah. I just thought it was the cutest thing. And then so that's the end of the rave. But that couple, so then they release the class. They all get stamps on their hands and they're supposed to come back. But their little daughter went out onto the field or whatever, the mat again. She's doing more tricks. And they're trying. They're like, no, come. They're like mouthing, like, nope, yeah, all yeah. done. Nope. And they're like doing charades. This big arm movements, yeah. right? Like, come on. Nope, it's done. Okay, one more time. Okay, come on, right?
Yeah.
Just like both of them in sync doing, and I just couldn't, I thought they were so stinking cute. But it was just funny. The whole
That's
thing.
Hilarious.
It was great. Anyway.
I was laughing because like about 1 minute ago as you were talking, you coughed. Mm. But the way the microphone picked it up, I don't know how it'll sound to the listeners.
Yeah.
It sounded like a belch.
Oh, it did?
To me, or it yeah. could have been.
Uh-huh. Play it now.
And we'll just yeah. see what it sounds like, because we'll it could see. Come across just fine.
Right.
Or it could be how it picked up to me. But then I thought if it did sound like a belch, that would be hilarious. Because it
if
was
we
like
didn't
this.
Acknowledge it.
Yeah. If you just. He's just carried onward like as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, my rave is one-on-one time with people.
Mm.
And I mentioned this like on Patreon kind of briefly, but I've found for me that that is a real rejuvenation. That is yeah. a real fill my cup thing. And I got good one-on-one time with you. I loved that trip and just like time.
Yeah.
You know? And then Chris and I have had some good one-on-one time. I love one-on-one time, just getting the kids to myself, like just me and Ellie or just me and Ben. Good coffee dates with some friends. And I love that so much more than like groups. And not that group things aren't fun, but just the one-on-one time is really rejuvenating. And I yeah. really like getting people all to myself.
Yeah,
so that's been my raves. I've had a lot of good connection time yeah, with people.
That's cool.
As of late. So, all right. We love you all. You can sit with us always.
Always.
And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get yeah. raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.